Yo, what's good? It's D White, aka Flight UHOKC coordinator. We back again. Talk about week 8. We had 2 games slated for the regular season finale. Unfortunately, only 1 game was played due to a forfeit in the first game between the Diamond Dogs and Team Swish, which Diamond Dogs had to forfeit due to some unforeseen activities and injuries that has plagued the team. So hopefully all of those things are out the way and they'll be able to make their playoff appearance. So only 1 game to talk about today, which was a really, really, really good game, but ended up finishing in an upset. Lola and the Monstars versus Lifetime Elite. Lifetime Elite gives Lola and the Monstars their first loss of the season. I guess if you're Lola and the Monstars, you got that first loss out the way. Don't have to worry about playing super uptight because you don't want to get that loss in playoffs. So they got the bad game out the way, the bad vibes out the way. But it was Lifetime Elite did their thing. Final score of that game was 98-77 in Lifetime Elite's favor. So if you were watching the game, it was very surprising to see Lifetime Elite just jumped out on Lola and the Monstars really quick. Ended up being a 20-point game in the first half. But Lola and the Monstars ended up making a run. Ended up cutting the lead down to, I believe it was 13, maybe 12. But once again, Lifetime Elite just came back out and started gunning again. Story of this game is the shooting percentage. Lifetime Elite shot 51% from the field, while Lola and the Monstars shot 37% from the field. So you could tell that hurt. It's not about amount of shots either. They got up. Lola and the Monstars got up 78 shots. Lifetime Elite got up 79. So it wasn't like one team was out-rebounding another. It was literally just, once the shot went up, it went in for Lifetime Elite. Lola and the Monstars, Dominique Franks, another 30-point performance, but just couldn't find the ball to go into the bucket. It was a few layup opportunities that went in and out. I spoke with him after the game, and he told me that he was playing with a dislocated pinky. He had dislocated his pinky on Thursday, and he was being like very, very cautious of it. So I still think that's impressive to put up a 30 ball with a dislocated pinky, but you could tell that it really affected his game, especially when he was going inside or pulling up for his little mid-range that he does off of that pick and roll or off the dribble. Another person that couldn't really find the layup to go in was Matt Jones. He had a couple of opportunities at the rim that just couldn't fall. A couple of open shots that went in and out. Just a tough night overall for those two. And obviously, not having their glue man, their utility man, their all-around man, Martell Davis, who wasn't in town for the game. That hurt them a little bit too. Jacob Berchi had a solid game. 7-10 from the field, 4-6 from 3, finishing with 19 points and 8 rebounds. Solid game, but it wasn't enough. He was the only one that shot particularly well. Marissa Janin shot well. She shot 43% from the field, shooting 3-for-7. All 3 of her shots made came from behind the arc. She had 9 points, 9 rebounds, and 3 assists. But like I said, shooting 37% as a team, that really hurts. So I'm sure they'll find a way to turn it around. Hopefully they have their whole team for the playoffs next week. But I know if I'm on the Lola and the Monstars team, I'm happy that I got that loss out the way. Rather get that loss out the way during the season than in playoffs when it matters. Because the playoffs, you lose, you're done. So unfortunately, I know they wanted to go through, get that undefeated season. But Lifetime Elite had their name, had their number. So on the flip side, Lifetime Elite, another 20-point performance from PJ, 12 of 22 from the field, 27 points, 11 rebounds, 3 assists, 2 steals. Didn't shoot particularly well from 3, 3 of 11, but the ones he hit, it mattered. It stopped a couple of runs that Lola and the Monstars put on. Marvin White, another 30-point performance. I don't know how many times I can say that, but he just continues to pour them in. 35 points, 9 rebounds, 5 assists, 4 steals, 13 of 25 from the field, 7 of 15 from 3. Shooting 52% from the field, 47 from 3. All-around game. Once that run was being made, it looked like Marvin wanted to make sure that they didn't have any type of chance of coming back, because once that lead got cut to 12, Marvin came down and gets a layup. They get another stop, comes down and hits a 3. Get another stop, come down and hit another 3. It was just bang, bang, bang with him. Anytime he seen them get a bucket, he felt like he had to get a bucket right back. There was no waiting, no passiveness. He made sure that they had no chance of coming back. But the story for a Lifetime Elite, which I'm still, for lack of better terms, flabbergasted at how this kid came in and just hooped. But Curry Gaddis, straight out the car, no warm up, no stretching, straight out the car, 10 of 18 from the field, finishing with 24 points, 12 rebounds, 3 assists, 1 steal, and 1 block. Crazy. Very efficient night for him, especially to say no warm up. I believe that's a real, real story for them. He doesn't play that well, you know. They may not win because most of his points came during that run. Especially when they were killing that run for Lola and the Monstars. That's when his points were coming in. That's when he was sneaking in behind the defense. If a shot was missed, he was getting the rebound and putting it back. He was doing it on defensive end, making it tough for everybody that was shooting. He was always jumping to the help, making sure he could affect the shot in some type of way on the weak side, pulling down boards on the defensive end and pushing it in transition. He's just one of those players that are everywhere, and he made sure that his presence was felt in this game. It said double-double straight out the car, which is very impressive for me. 12 rebounds, 4 of them coming on the offensive end. Just an amazing showing for him, especially to play against Lola and the Monstars' number one team and bring them down to 7-1. They wanted to make sure that Lola and the Monstars did not finish undefeated on them. But that's how that game went. A very, very short week. Like I said, the first game was a forfeit, so don't really have much to talk about that. But we'll go ahead and talk about the playoffs, how the playoff season will go. Obviously, Lola and the Monstars finish at 7-1. Lifetime Elite finishes at 5-3. Then Team Swish finishes at 3-5, and Diamond Dogs finishes at 1-7. So the playoff seeding goes like this, the playoff games will go as such. The 6 p.m. game will be between Lifetime Elite and Team Swish. The 7 o'clock game will be against Lola and the Monstars and the Diamond Dogs. And then the winner of those two games will be playing for the championship of the Spring League Draft for Oklahoma City. So, should be really good. Obviously, these teams have seen each other a couple of times throughout the season. I believe that it'll be a different type of intensity because I'm pretty sure nobody wants Lola and the Monstars to win, just because they've had such a great year, standout year. And obviously, you know, when you're the number one team, you're always going to have that target on your back. Nobody really wants to see you continue to be number one. So I feel like, especially after Lifetime Elite taking them down and giving them their first loss of the season, I definitely feel like the playoffs will be a really good game, a really good scene. That game, for each game, actually, I think it's going to be a different type of intensity. Especially if every single team has all of their players, which is usually rare. But if they all have all of their players, it's going to be a good vibe, good scene. Playoffs will be nice. Championship game will be nice. I think it's going to be dope. Playoff intensity is something I always love to see. It goes through the roof. You want to play for something. Everybody wants to have their team name and their individual names on that banner hanging up in the Lifetime facility. So we're going to see who wants it all. Like I said, should be set up to be something dope on Sunday. But that's it. Like I said, very, very short week. As always, I appreciate the support. We appreciate everybody that comes out and plays in our league. You tell a friend to tell a friend to go ahead and hop in this league. I'm telling you, it's gonna be something they've never experienced. I mean, I know everybody loves to see their stats. They love to hear about how they've been playing. They love to see their profile. I'm telling you, tell a friend to tell a friend. This is one of the best leagues that you'll be able to play in, especially out here in Oklahoma City. So if you could, just spread the word. We always going to continue to do our thing. We're going to keep it popping. Registration should be open now for our summer league. So go ahead, uhlife.com/register. Just find the tab for Oklahoma City to register for our league. But registration should be open now because we're finishing this league up and we're looking to start the third week of July. If anything changes, I will make sure that it is communicated on the Facebook page. I may be coming out with a little podcast talking about the next season and just making sure everybody's informed about what's going on. But like always, I appreciate it. Y'all have a blessed rest of the week and look forward to seeing how these games turn out on Sunday. D-White, UHOKC, I am out.